kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome in to our Scoredament here on Settle the Score. I am your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
Very good, Matt. I'm looking forward to Easter break. That's going to be nice. How about you? You got something lined up? You taking some time?
Yeah, going out of town for a couple of days, you know, enjoy the holiday weekend.
Yeah, same. We're heading to London. Should be good. Should be nice. Yeah, I'm excited to kind of get away. Feels like that first quarter of the year just flew over. I don't know how it felt for you, but it just can't believe it's, I mean, it's so cliche to say, but I can't believe it's nearly April. Seems nuts, but yeah, looking forward to a break. And I'm also looking forward to this game. It's going to be cool. Returning competitors, new competitor.
Yeah.
Should be fun. Should be interesting to see how they get on. I think the songs lineup you've put together is really, really cool, really strong. Some good relearning for me. Interested.
Yeah, hopefully. I told him off air, look, I tried to put together a show that I think you all have seen these movies and would know these songs, but you never know. You never know.
Yeah. No, I think it looks good. And I guess this is our first aired episode since the hit spin-off Talking Tips.
We recorded one in the interim.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So,
the first time we've met up since the genesis of Talking Tips.
Yeah, since it went out into the world.
True.
It was fun. Fun to see all those comments, fun to see the reaction to the show. It was good. It was good fun.
Yeah, I it was a fun riff, but what sells it is the jingle at the end. That's what really elevates it to another level. Oh. Where it's just a couple guys, you know, bullshitting, four people just talking nonsense. And then we can actually add some artistry to it. Now it bumps it up a little bit.
Yeah. I haven't done it, but I don't watch our episodes back unless there's something specific I need to see. But I assume that it's obvious that I'm, like, in retrospect, you could probably see that I'm doing something the whole time. Like every time, you know, I probably look at, I mean, I, to be fair, I'm always like working out the next thing we're doing, but I'm guessing you can probably see me like mime the lyrics a little bit on mute. I haven't gone and watched that, but I assume there's probably some supercut of me going talking, you know.
Yeah, well, quite possibly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so much fun and everyone went with it. I appreciate someone in our, I wish I had the name. I've forgotten it because it was like a week ago now. But someone flagged that I did a foreskin pun and the three of you guys
missed it.
Yeah. I was saying that the time signature of my jingle was in 3/4, so I was unable to go 1, 2, 3, foreskin. And I think it just slipped through the audio, you know.
Does that count as a pun?
Yeah.
When you actually say the word that is the joke, you know what I mean? It's not alluding to.
Yeah, I think it's a pun. Because it's part of a because it's part of accounting, I think it is a pun.
But, sure.
Yeah. But I appreciate someone caught it.
In fairness, there aren't a lot of time signature dick jokes out there for you to mine. So
no.
Good for you. Good for you.
No, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I stole that joke. I don't know where from, but I don't know where I got it from, but it was somewhere back there as a counting joke.
Well, you know what? I'll always credit you. It's fine.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. No, I'm not a fan of stealing jokes, but I definitely stole that one. But yeah,
you should be, but
yeah, no, this is low bar. No, appreciate all the comments on that episode. It was one of the most like interactive comment sections we've had so far on YouTube, at least. So that was really fun to engage with everyone, and everyone seemed to be on board with the humor and the fun of the episode. And I need to bring these guys in because I'm really low on energy. You can tell.
Okay.
I need these guys to come and save me a little bit.
You don't seem it, but okay.
I know. Yeah. Maybe I feel like I'm overcompensating. But
All right. Well, we will start today's show. So this is a Scornament. We do this for our patrons. This is for them alone. And the basic gist of the show is we're using all music and movies that we've previously done. So yeah. As fans, they've watched, and it gives them a little bit of a leg up on an average show in that they at very least know that all this music has been heard. And it's not like we went back to, we did this one on episode 2 and it's the only time we've ever done it. A lot of it is from the past few months and stuff like that, kind of make it fair. But yeah, this is something that we do for our patrons alone. And if you'd like to join us on the Scornament, you can do that. The Patreon link is in the description below. So please head on over there. We'd love to have you. And coming in today, first, we have a returning guest. Please help us welcome back Mr. Tyler Brecken. How are you, Tyler?
Hey, Matt and Andy. Happy to be here. Happy to bring the energy for Andy.
Oh, thank you. I need it. I need it. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's because I was in the office today. I haven't been in the office in 2 weeks, and I think it was because I was in the office today and the hour drive back and forward. Maybe I just, I appreciate you bringing it, Tyler. It's going to help. It's going to help.
Speaking of the office, I know we can all agree the American office is the superior of the two, I'm sure.
I think it's a good debate. I think they're completely different shows. Yeah, I think
they're
at different ends of comedy spectrum.
Yeah, it's apples and oranges, in my opinion.
Even like, I was trying to think of what the theme was then. But the themes are completely different. You've got Cat Stevens like doing this beautiful. The whole shows, apart from episode 1, which is word for word, apart from the word jerk and bastard, I think, at the end. Yeah, I think that's what it is. No, wanker. I think Dawn says wanker. Mm. And Pam says jerk or something like that. That's the only difference is in episode 1, I think. But yeah, completely different shows. But I love The American Office. Love with all my heart.
All right. Well, we'll bring in Tyler's competitor. Another returning guest. Please help us welcome back Josh Sachs. Let's hear his thoughts on The Office. Josh, let us know.
I'm going to have to side with the American one only because I've seen it more recently than the British one.
Mm. How do you guys get on with like cringe humor? Like, cause the American one is nowhere near as they don't leave that space that Gervais leaves.
I find Ricky's like, he's definitely a different comedian than Steve or any of the American team. So Matt's right. It's a different kind of humor, but you just kind of, you have to be in the mindset for it, I think.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think
the jokes hit way harder on the British, but it takes so much longer to get there. And I think it's worth it because the release of the awkwardness and whatnot, and then the punchline finally lands and you're like, God damn, that was great. And then it goes back to being awkward, or we draw this out to build up the tension some more. Whereas the American is like, hey, joke, bing, bang, boom. And I don't know.
Mm.
I guess the American writers don't trust our ADA brain or ADHD.
I think they have a different structure that they have to go for.
The American one is the only one of the two that's like actually brought me to tears in a few cases. The British one has nowhere near that kind of level of emotion. Not kind of that the sort of saccharine sort of realms that it plays in, but the British one, the standout moment in the Christmas special when Brent has had enough of Finch and he just tells him to fuck off, I think is unbelievable television. Well, I don't think is it Packer is the Finch character in the American one. Carell never gets near that kind of animosity between the two of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a moment in the Christmas special where Finch makes a joke and it's just one joke too many for Brent. And he goes, you know what, Finch, fuck off. And it's like, fuck on, come on. Like, the bully that you've always wanted to stick up against it is so good. I highly recommend.
All right. Well, that's office talk. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
3-1.
All right. Are the two of you ready to play today's game?
Let's do it.
Yep. All right.
Here's the bell for round 1A. All right, Josh, you will have opening choice in this first round of 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the movie, buzz in with your name. I will call on you. It's worth 10 points. And as a reminder, whoever makes it, whoever goes forward, for every question your opponent gets right, even though you're moving forward, you lose 5 points. So the max points you can leave this round with are 30. The least is 20. Josh, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's game?
Well, I'm going to try something different than my normal strategy, so I'm going to go for 5.
All right, started at the bottom. Now we're here. All right, number 5 it is. Your clue is get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Okay, sorry, here we go.
It's all right.
Think I'm crazy, but I don't even care, cause I can tell what's going on. It's hip to be square.
Tyler. American Psycho?
That is correct for 10 points.
Wow.
Wow, right at the end.
All right. Tyler. It is first 3 correct. You have the first one on the board. And you now have choice 1 through 4. Where would you like to go next?
We'll go with number 3.
All right. Number 3 it is. Your clue for number 3 is catch you on the flip side. Catch you on the flip side. And this one was a roll of the dice. Didn't know if you guys had seen this movie or not. Hopefully you have. Hopefully I didn't screw you over.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, hold on a sec. What is that hanging out there? There we go. Okay.
Every day we come downstairs, unlock the door and turn the side to open. Another day I give myself a little diarrhea from the worry and the stressing and the hoping. But I won't even think about those fears now. Shoulda, just a darling at the bank is gonna say, oh wow, when he tastes our food, he tastes our fried, he'd probably give us a high five, extend our loan, throw us a bone, tell us that we're in the zone, send us on our merry way, and have yourself a pleasant day. Come back here and go to work, we'll kiss and hug and get to work.
Josh. Wonka?
Incorrect.
Oh, you know what? It really does sound like...
It does. As soon as you said it, I was like, I could see that in that movie. Yeah, it is not that. Like...
Yeah.
Tyler, do you have a guess? Otherwise, if I give a second clue, Josh can guess again.
We'll guess Matilda.
Also incorrect. I can see where...
Yeah,
I can.
That. All right. Your second clue is buns on seats. Buns on seats and catch you on the flip side.
Tyler. The Founder?
Incorrect.
Josh. Bob's Burgers movie?
That is correct for 10 points. Nice. I took a chance. Didn't know if you guys had seen that movie. Didn't know if you're fans of the show. Yeah, didn't know if that one was going to be fair, but we have used it on the show and figured.
Yeah. Three of the best wrong guesses so far on the show.
Yeah, the Founder is a great one.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a great tune in that movie.
Yeah, that would be funny, right? Yeah.
All right, that makes it 10 to 10. Josh tied it up. All right, Josh, you have control again. 1, 2, or 4. Where are we
going? I'll go 1.
All right, number 1. You guys hate the evens. All right, your clue for number 1 is, it's probably going to take Andy a little bit longer to set up on this one, but your clue is making the grade. Making the grade.
Here we go.
And I'd be shocked if you haven't seen this one. You know?
Oh, sorry.
Tyler. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That is correct for 10 points. All right, makes it 20 to 10 in Tyler's favor. We have 2 left, sir. 2 and 4.
The deuce.
The deuce is loose.
That's right.
All right, number 2 it is. If Tyler gets this, he moves on. If Josh gets it, we basically go to sudden death. Your clue for number 2 is intelligent design. Intelligent design.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye.
Oh, God, sir.
Just like an angel, your skin makes me cry.
Matrix Resurrections?
That is incorrect. Incorrect.
Chuck, do you want me to carry on, Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler, you have the choice.
No, I got the song.
Cool.
Unless there's a cool way you sing it that gives away the movie. But
not different to the first part. Cool is debatable. Okay.
Yeah. intelligent design. Just gonna say AI.
Incorrect. I'll give you guys another clue. And your second clue is Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol and intelligent design. Might need a third clue here, gentlemen.
Tyler?
Tyler.
I'll guess before a third clue. I Am Legend?
Incorrect. Yeah, like that. Tying the dog in, sure.
Pa.
Yeah. And as opposed to where I was going, which was the, oh my God, what's it called? Justice League Pets or something ridiculous. The nonsense.
Oh, like DC that. Super Pets or whatever?
That's
it. Oh.
That's probably not the answer that I'm guessing.
If I said the movie, it's not the answer. I don't know if that one's ever going to show up on the show. So we're safe. We're safe. Although, you know what? That's not a bad one, actually. I'm going to write that down. Because there are some shows where we could definitely do that. Josh, do you have another guess before I give a clue?
No. I'm just...
Andy, you want to read through the clues and give them a third one?
Let's go with yeah, let's go with this one. Your third clue is Sadly Cooper. Sadly Cooper.
Paw Patrol and intelligent design.
Oh, Josh.
Josh.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
That is correct for 10 points.
Nice work.
I'm like, I know I've heard that stupid song. I could not place it for the life of me.
Yeah. To the opening of the movie. All right. We have 1 left. in this.
It's first number three again, right?
This one? No, it's number four.
Okay.
Number four is what we have left. And whoever gets this right moves on. It is 20-20 right now. And your clue is behind the music. Behind the music.
I've paid my dues.
I believe Tyler started his name first. Hold on. That was so close. I'm going to go to the tape. I'm going to mute you guys. I'm going to go to the tape. I'll be back in 1 second. All right.
Say it wasn't the song I was expecting.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that was close. I'm glad Matt didn't ask me for my opinion. I didn't know who got there.
I swore I heard myself say my name before and saw Tyler, but that's on my end. I don't know what you're getting on the feed.
Yeah, they sounded exactly the same to me. And obviously you have a slightly softer consonant, Josh, so it's harder, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
See?
We got guys backstage that might have had an opinion as well.
Ask the chat.
I'm watching the private chat, seeing if they're anyone's popping up.
Okay, gentlemen. For the second time ever on this show, we start at the exact same time. I slowed it down to quarter speed. I watched it 5 times. I cannot tell who starts their name first. So what we're going to do is count down from three. You both say it. If you're both right, then we got to figure out some sort of tiebreaker real quick.
Okay.
So I will count down from three. And at 3, 2, 1, and after I say one, you both chime in with what you think the answer is. So if we're ready, here's your countdown.
Audibly? Yeah.
Audibly, yes.
Okay.
Audibly. 3, 2, 1.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay. Well, we got a tie ball game here, guys.
Yeah, I got one. That's fine.
All right.
We can both move on as a team.
Yes.
I think we're going to need it.
All right. So I do not know what this is. So Andy has a bonus.
I'm going to take, because we had another show prep. Do you call if I use one? Because this won't come out until they.
Do you want to take one from last week's show that releases tomorrow?
Okay.
Because otherwise, this would release, and then that show comes out.
Okay, that's good.
So then we're not ruining stuff for people that have already.
Sure. Let me get.
What was Josh backstage for that one?
Fuck, Tyler's on to us. Son of a bitch.
It's a conspiracy.
Yes, it is.
Let me grab.
Well, listen, we're all incandescent on this show. So fucking your LEDs trying to save the world bullshit is not going to fly. You think Josh uses LEDs? Look at the light in there. That shit looks incandescent as well. That's filament.
The fan light's LEDs, but I got a freaking bulb right next to me so I can actually see.
You don't like LEDs? I like LEDs.
I like them. It doesn't come up well on the camera.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Tell me which one. Do you want to give them a clue from whichever one it is?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with... your clue is revisionist history.
You think you own whatever land you land on. Josh.
Pocahontas.
That is correct for 10 points.
Nice work. Revisionist.
Just a little.
Pretty sure that Disney didn't really go for historical accuracy in that one. All right. Well, Josh, you are moving forward. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us. And you can hang out backstage, watch the show. And if you're still here at the end of the show, then we'll bring you back in to say goodbye But thank you so much. And Josh, we'll drop you out and we will grab you for round two and we will see you then. All right. So Josh moves forward with 20 points. All right. We're bringing in our next two competitors. First up is another returning guest. Please help us welcome back Mr. Drew Gorzyski. How are you, Drew?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, good, good.
Are you in your car? No complaints. What'd you say, Andy?
I was just asking, are you in your car? Is that what we can say?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Nice.
He took time out of his day. He was like, I can't miss this shit.
Can't.
It happened right now. God bless you.
Pull over. Had to pull right over real quick.
Oh, you're like driving somewhere and you pulled over to do the show?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, you're not over, like out on the driveway because your wife hates settling the floor. All right. Oh, wow.
I
feel really bad for waffling so much in the opening, the prelude to the episode now that I know you pulled over. Let's get
on. Oh, no, it's fine.
All right, cool.
Got to get home. No, I'm fine. No, it's good.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys too.
All right, your competitor is a first-time guest on the show. Please help us welcome Mr. Brennan Mystical Marr.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Brennan. Hello there. Thanks for having me.
Got to be honest, Brennan. Nobody else gave themselves a nickname. I'm kind of pulling for you. I like it. It's my old
SCL nickname.
Oh, is it? Yeah, okay.
Yep, I kept it.
You kept it? Mystical? Did you give yourself that, or did someone else give you Mystical?
Someone else did.
Okay, that's a good nickname.
And it stuck.
Okay, Mystical Mar versus Driveway Drew. Let's do this.
Oh, perfect.
There we go.
I like that.
I do like that.
All right, gentlemen. You know the rules. It is first person to three makes it out of this round and moves forward going into round two. Five questions. They're worth 10 points apiece. And for whoever moves forward, for every question your opponent gets right in this first round, you lose 5 points. So the max points you can have leaving round one is 30. The least you can have is 20. And right now, whoever of the two of you makes it out will be playing Josh, and Josh has 20 points.
Oh, boy.
In the second round. All right, Brennan, 1 through 5, sir. Where would you like to begin round number two?
Two.
All right, two. Look at that. He saw all their odds from the last grouping and said, fuck you guys. I'm starting right at two. All right, number two.
I wouldn't have used those words.
yeah, you might be mystical. I'm more guttural, you know? That should be my nickname.
Mm.
All right, number two it is. And buzz in with your name if you think you have the answer. Your clue is so unsophisticated. Okay, so unsophisticated.
Brennan. The Abyss.
What was that?
The Abyss.
That is incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is incorrect. So, Drew, you can hear more of the song if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay.
It's starting to sound familiar, but I might do it.
Okay, cool. No worries.
All right, hold off, Brennan. You can't guess again. I'll let you know when you can. Mm-hmm.
If you think that you're strong, wanna fight, well, come on and line up. When the going gets tough and you're talking enough, we'll line up. We gotta get up, get out before they get us down. Cause living up against the wall, yeah, it's got us locked up.
Oh, hmm. It was so sophisticated.
Unsophisticated. Oh.
Oh, I'm just going to throw out a guess. Flash?
That is incorrect. Correct. I'll give you guys another clue. Your second clue is, I'll wait for you to finish your water so you don't get screwed on that. Your second clue is, you're talking out of your ass.
Drew.
Drew.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That is correct for 10 points. Oh, yeah, it's when he's running around trying to find the missing stone from the ring.
I should have known.
All right. Plenty of time, Brennan. Plenty of time. But, Drew, you have a choice now, sir. We have one, three, four, or five.
I will go with five.
All right. Number five, it is. Your clue is save the date. Save the date.
Here we go.
I know there's pain. Drew.
Drew.
Bridesmaid.
That is correct for 10 points. All right, Drew jumps out to a 20-0 lead. All right, Drew, you have choice still, sir. One, three, or four?
Three.
All right, three it is. Your clue for number three is High School Music Cool. High School Music Cool.
Brennan.
Brennan wants to guess before the music. All right.
Back to the Future.
That is incorrect. Incorrect. Yeah. Ballsy. I like it. All right. So, Drew, you get to hear the music. And if your guess is incorrect, then I can give another clue. And then at that point, Brennan, you can guess again.
Okay.
We'll shake it up, baby, now. Twist and shout.
Drew. I will go with, well, it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That is correct for 10 points.
Yep.
Good gamble.
It was a good gamble. I like it. Get to it before you can have the opportunity to hear it. But Drew, that means you advance. And Brennan, you live to fight another day, sir.
Arrgh.
It's all right. We do these tournaments. Now that we're through the burden of Andy's busier schedule and the flux in mind, we're doing these more regularly again.
So good. Good fun.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. You can hang out in the back, and if you're still in the room, like we told Tyler, then we'll bring you back in to say goodbye to everybody. And Drew, you are moving forward, sir.
Yep.
And all right.
Cheers, Brennan.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Later, bud.
Nice to meet you.
All right, we'll drop him out. We will bring Josh back in. Hello, Josh.
Congrats, Drew.
Thank you, you too.
Get to start with a 10-point hole. It's always fun.
Yes, it is. It's 30-20 right now. And we are going to be starting our second round. So this is our five-second round. And Josh, because you're in second place, you will have opening choice. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and Andy will play a five-second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice. If either of you can guess it in that opening 5 seconds, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second five of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. So, Josh, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number two?
Well, straight from my strategy didn't work out for me, so I'm going to start with number one.
All right. Starting with number one, it is, and it's 30-20. Pardon me. Let me just go ahead and do this before I forget. Here's the bell for round number two. All right. Starting at number one, your clue is Deja Vu All Over Again. deja vu all over again.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Josh. Back to the Future Part 2?
Incorrect. Incorrect. So, Drew, you can make a guess here. You can hear the next five of music. I'm not sure how much that'll really help. But if I give a second clue, Josh can guess again.
I would throw out Groundhog Day. I know that's not right.
That is also incorrect. All right, so I'll give a second clue because I can't imagine another 5 seconds is going to help either of you. Andy, you want to pick the next one?
Sure thing. Okay. 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 Oh, a lot of clues. Okay. Your second clue, guys, is Return of the Mach. Return of the Mach.
Return of the Mach.
Oh, Drew?
Drew.
Is that Top Gun Maverick?
That is correct for 10 points. All right. That makes it 40 to 20.
I did that whole thing where I mentioned the movie earlier in the show. It's going to be The Matrix again.
I come back to bite you in the ass. All right, makes it 40 to 20. And Drew, you have choice 2 through 5. Where would you like to go next?
3.
All right, 3 it is. Your clue for number 3 is... Actually, I am going to change it. I had one chosen, and I am not going to do that one. So your clue is My Chemical Romance. My Chemical Romance.
Okay. Oh, hell, new king in town.
True. Oh, Batman.
That is correct for 10 points. All right, makes it 50 to 20. Drew, 2, 4, or 5?
5.
All right, 5 it is. Your clue is a shell game. A shell game.
Okay. Try to get down, good Lord.
A shell game.
Drew. I'm going to guess Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mayhem. Mutant Mayhem.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
That's a good pull.
I could not place the subtitle.
So yeah, we're going to need that subtitle because there's now been enough of those to where you can't just say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. All right, that makes it 60 to 20. And Drew, you still have choice, sir. We have 2 or 4.
2, please.
All right. 2 it is. Your clue is started at the bottom. Now we're here. Started at the bottom. Now we're here.
Drew.
Slumdog Millionaire?
Phew. That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
Great pull.
Yeah, I was just about, I was holding off. I'm like, all right, we're going to have to go to the next five. They might need to hear some lyrics on this. Mm. Nice pull.
Oh.
All right, makes it 70 to 20. And we only have one left in this second round. Your clue for number four is role reversals. Role reversals.
We got everything you want, honey, we know the name.
Drew.
Drew.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
Nice.
But just, Josh, I feel like you were just about there.
I was going back and forth between the two of them. I'm like, oh my God, which one was it?
Yeah.
All right, that ends round number two. It's 80 to 20. As you both know, it's still anybody's ball game with all the points that get thrown around in the third round. But here's your bell for round number three. All right, Drew, because you're in first place, you'll have opening choice, and this is our bidding round. So once you make your selection of one through five, I will give a clue, and you will open the bidding with the number of notes you think you can guess this movie in. Four is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be. that threw me off for half a second.
Sorry, I thought I was on mute. Sorry.
That's all right. So the max is however many you'd like it to be. Once we have your opening bid, then we'll go over to you, Josh, and you can bid one note fewer all the way down to zero or tell him to settle the score. But we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score, and at that point, that person is answering alone. Your point values are at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25 points. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets those points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for a second clue. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. And if you guess correctly, you will double the points available on the board. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. And if either of you needs me to explain any of that again, just say so. I will happily do it. But Drew, 1 through 5, you're up 80 to 20. Where would you like to begin round number three?
Oh, I will start with number one.
Number one it is. Your clue for number one is... Roger that. Roger that. So, Drew, how many notes you want to open with? Four is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be.
This is the part of the game where I know I'm going to. I'm going to go 25.
All right, 25. Josh.
Fine then, 13.
So far, we've kept it at 10 points. We're at 13 notes.
Yeah, settled score.
All right, on 13 notes. Josh, you do have your lifeline if you want to use it. Drew, you have your double down, and if you so chose, you could use your lifeline there with your double down. But your clue, once again, Josh, is Roger Vatt. You have 13 notes. I think Andy's working out the 13 right now.
Okay, here we go.
Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith?
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. Drew, you have a choice. You can double down on it, or you can take the points. It's worth 10 points right now.
I will just take the points. I have no clue.
All right, it is 10 points. You are on the right track, Josh. That is Duel of the Fates.
Yeah.
From The Phantom Menace.
It's so close to the one they have, like the music they use on Mustafar.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All right, that makes it 90-20. Drew, you have choice still, 2 through 5. Where are we going next?
5.
All right, 5. It is. Your clue is, let's be adults about this. Let's be adults about this.
Well, all right, I'm going to always start at high, so 20.
All right, 20.
9.
9, right to 15 points.
Settle it.
All right, for 15 points. Josh, you've got your double down and lifeline. Drew, you have your lifeline. Your clue, once again, is let's be adults about this. You have 8 notes. Here are your 8 notes.
I have a guess, but I feel like it makes sense.
It's worth 15 points. There's 3 questions left after this. You're up by 70 right now.
Big.
That is correct. 15 points. Nice job. I thought you were actually going to swoop in and double down on that one, Josh.
I was hoping.
All right. That makes it 105-20. And Drew, you have choice 2, 3, or 4.
3, please.
All right. 3 it is. Your clue is barking up the wrong tree. Barking up the wrong tree.
Uh, 20.
20 again, Josh.
I got a swing, so take it down to 5.
Down to 5 notes, making it worth 20 points.
Settle it.
All right. On five notes, Josh, you've got your lifeline. If you'd like to use it, your clue once again is barking up the wrong tree.
I know exactly where I am. It's a question of which one. I'm gonna say Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
That is correct for 20 points. Nice job.
That's good.
All right, he's climbing back in. It's 105 to 40. All right, Josh, numbers 2 and 4. Where would you like to go next?
We'll go 2.
All right, number 2 it is. Your clue is, in space, no one can hear you clean. In space, no one can hear you clean. So Josh, you'll open the bidding, sir.
Three?
4 is your minimum.
Oh, 4. Sorry.
4, right to 4. Drew?
Three.
So here's the problem. I'm pretty sure I can guess it off the clue, but even if I do, I can't get back in the game.
Technically, yes, you're correct.
But I think that Drew might be thinking along the same lines that I am.
Possibly.
So even if I let him have it here, he could get it right and put it further out of reach. So I'm going to go for good showing and go for 2.
2, Drew.
I'll go for 1.
All right, so it's worth 25 points right now.
Can it be worth more if we go to negative bidding? Can we negotiate this?
That's between the two of you. That's
I've considered that Matt and I should discuss that rule where as it goes negative, the points go up just for these circumstances.
Look, we can test drive that on this show.
Yeah, why not? Here we are.
That's fine. For every one you go under, we'll add 5 points.
Okay.
Once we get to 0, we got to do the 1 at a time bidding.
Yep. I'll go 0.
All right, 0. So, Drew, if you want to go -1, you got to give me the movie and the director.
I'm just trying to pull the director, but I can't. I gotta give it.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's gonna go lower than you, no matter what. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's true. So, it doesn't matter yet.
I know. Doesn't matter.
That's funny.
So you say -1 then?
It would be hilarious if the metaphor you used, Matt, was test drive, and the guy sat in the car goes, no, settle the score at 0. didn't even get to do it.
So if we go to -1, it makes it worth 30, -2, 35, so on and so forth.
Right now I would have to name the director, though, right?
Correct. But I can guarantee you that Josh is going to go -2.
Well, this is the thing. Now,
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Josh could be thinking, if he doesn't know the director, I might ask him to do it.
That's true.
Get the double. Right?
That's what I was like, oh, that's true.
That is true.
That's why Drew's delivering.
Learn it, Andy. Really
that is true.
I'm trying to fill some blank.
Yeah, I was I was walking you potentially into the booby trap, and Andy is rightly saying, hey, there's danger ahead, potentially.
Mm. I can see why Drew's deliberating on it, is all. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I got to say settle score, because the eye.
All right. On zero, then, Josh, it's for 25 points.
I'm going to go with Spaceballs.
Great guess, but that's incorrect. Is incorrect.
Oh, wow. Son of a. I know exactly what it is.
Drew,
oh,
you can double down on it, or you can just take the 25 points.
Oh, my God. I did. I was going between the two.
What do you want to do, sir?
Oh, I'll just take the points. I mean, I have a guess, but I'll just take the points.
What's your guess?
It would have been Wally.
Yeah, Wally. I didn't even think about Spaceballs when selecting that clue. That's a great fucking clue for Spaceballs.
Great clue for Spaceballs,
That is fantastic.
Suck it, yeah.
That was my first thought, too, and then I switched, then Wally popped in.
God, yeah. I only have...
It wouldn't have helped either way.
True. Although I would hope you could get the director of Spaceballs, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other one...
If we had gone there, would you have accepted Mel Brooks as director and actor?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Director and actor, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Not for Wally.
Yeah, not for Wally, unless he does a voice cameo in there that we don't know about off the top of our heads.
Well, what a cool moment. That was fun.
All right, well, we have one left, but Drew, you are assured the win with that right now. It's 130-40.
Oh.
So we're playing for honor right now. That's what we're doing. So I'm going to give you the clue on the final one, and Drew, you will open the bidding on this. Your clue is... In denial. In denial.
I'll stick with 20.
All right, 20, Josh.
I mean, I can't win anyway, so I kind of want to hear Andy play. I'll go for 9.
All right, 9.
Seven.
That'll stop.
All right, on 7 notes. Josh, you've got your lifeline. You both do, in fact. Your clue, once again, is in denial.
Pretty sure I'm going to go with it anyways, but let's get the
you want to use your lifeline
for the heck of it. Someone came up with some good clues. Let's hear them.
Yeah. You can't take it with you. Yeah. Might as well. All right. So Andy will read through the list of clues to give you your lifeline.
In contrast, should have used it on the last one because I known there were 2 movies that I could have chosen.
Very true. Very true.
Okay, Josh, your lifeline clue is Arabian Whites. Arabian Whites.
Well, that's just...
In denial, Arabian Whites.
Okay. No, that just confused the heck. Aladdin?
Incorrect. So, Drew, you can double down on this if you want. Or you can just take the points, but the...
Yeah, I'll just take the points.
All right, he's just going to take the points. Do you have a guess?
You have your lifeline clue available.
You have your lifeline clue.
Well, use my lifeline.
Sure. Use that lifeline. Why not?
Drew, your lifeline clue is curse words. Curse words.
The mummy.
That is correct. But Drew, you are today's champion, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That second round was pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, thank you. It's all guesses. These are all movies. Most of those movies I don't think I've even seen. So,
don't
even.
Fuck. Josh, when we talked about when you were backstage on the last show, man, I screwed you over. I should have. I knew these were all movies he hadn't seen, and next time I'll just send you the list.
Yeah, I think Drew, you went 8 for 8 in your first 8 movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
3 in round 1, 5 in round 2.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just luck. But when I was watching backstage the first round, I think I went 1 for 6. So I was like, my confidence,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Off air, I'll play what the other two tracks would have been. We'll save them in terms of on air because we can use them again. But
all right, well, let's bring back Tyler and Brennan, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I could see by the looks on your faces that you guys knew quite a few of those. So, luck of the draw sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust me. Tyler, you were very animated. I could see you going, you guys, what? Come on. Which there's nothing worse. We've all been in that situation where you're now out of contention. You're like, I'd be crushing these guys.
Yeah. We're all really good from home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Were you guys Spaceballs or Wall-E?
I thought Spaceballs from the clue.
No way. That's interesting.
That's a great clue for Spaceballs.
Big vacuum cleaner, yeah.
Yeah.
Great clue, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never in a million years would I have come to that conclusion. so we kind of screwed you on that one, Josh. Didn't mean to.
I should have used my lifeline better. That's my fault.
It's true. Well, thanks to all of you for taking the time to join us. It's great to see the three of you again, and Brennan to actually meet you for the first time.
Thank you. I'll do better next time. I promise.
It's luck of the draw.
Same.
And, you know, I just chose poorly for you and Tyler in your opening rounds.
If I had waited on the Ferris Bueller, I would have gotten it.
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I like the calculated risk.
It was worth the gamble. And I think like with the Spaceballs thing, I think High School Music call does work better probably Back to the Future. It just didn't have the song. But
But gentlemen, a pleasure as always to see all of you. Thank you so much for joining us and for supporting the show. We thoroughly appreciate it. And Drew, you're moving on. You will play in the next Scornament of Champions, sir. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
All right, Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Thanks to the guys. Thanks for supporting the show as you do. I love that I get to still use some of your clues from historic, especially Tyler and Josh, your clues from, going back, I guess, over a year now, and we're still like finding ways to use them. It's really cool. And Brennan, keep popping in with those clues because I think you and Houston have the same thing where I get like a one or two submissions per week, but they're always gold. You know, Matt's seen them. So yeah, they're always great. Thanks. So yeah, keep them up. And
Brennan does a great job with that.
Really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Drew, go home. You won.
I am. I'm going home. I actually have been getting texts from my new wife because we just got married a couple of weeks ago. So this is my first, like,
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And this is like the first, like, wife text where she's texting me saying, "Where are you? Where are you at?" And I was in the middle of the game. So
has she got you on like find my friends thing? Because otherwise, it looks like
she is, like we're on one of those like Life 360 things.
Yeah, so, yeah, my wife would freak out if she looked and I was just stationary on a road. She'd be like, "Oh, something's happened," you know. Mm-hmm. But you can go home with a trophy or whatever, you know.
Yeah, this was all of our wedding gift to you, Drew. Yeah. So congratulations!
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there he goes.
Oh, he's out of here. He's gone. Oh, the wife remotely shut off his phone. All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you once again. It was fantastic to see all of you. We appreciate you taking the time to join us today and play the game. And that is it for this week's show. And that's it. Adios.
Bye.